So is it fun preparing for a game like this week?
Of course, of course. But it just us in here, just the way we prepare. You know, it's just fun. Just still be playing football at this point.
So I got to ask, Malcolm Butler said when you face Alabama, he wanted to check you. Mm-hmm. How do you like his chances as far as him covering you next week?
He's a great player, you know, but at the end of the day, I just got to focus on me and getting me better and just, you know, working with my teammates.
What stands out to you about the Patriots' pass coverage?
They mix up a lot of things. Who they're going to take away and what they're going to do in the game. So we don't know what they're going to do, but we got to be prepared for any and everything they throw at us. But at the end of the day, it's all about us and the way we prepare and get ready to go.
Hey,
so.
Can you just describe what this week's been like for you going to Super Bowl for the first time?
Just like a normal week for me. Nothing has changed. You know, I come up here in the morning, get treatment, you know, go to meetings, go to practice. Nothing's changed.
And I know you said treatment. I know you hate talking about the injury stuff, but how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel great.
When you look at this offense now compared to what it was last year, what's been the biggest difference?
Communication. Everybody's on the same page. We can go out there. We always have fun here. Q makes it very easy for us to go out there and just do our job. But just communication for us knowing what we need to do and being on the same page as our brothers.
Anything Kyle Shanahan did to try to get you guys on that same page?
I mean, all of us, you know, at the end of the day, it takes all of us to be on the same page, and we just had to sit down and get it situated and just being on the same page. And also it helps, too, just being my second year and our second year in the offense.
When people ask you about these different challenges from different cornerbacks, is that like a respect thing for you that you know that these young guys are looking for that chance to go against you? I know Josh Norman talked about you completing him and all that stuff. But do you look at that as the ultimate respect for you?
No, they worrying about the. See, my thing is going into a game. It's a team game. Like, it's just not me. You know, I'm just going out there doing whatever it takes to win the game. You know, to help my brothers out. It's not me against one other person. You know, this next week is the Atlanta Falcons against the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you came into the league, was there any cornerback that you looked forward to playing against? Are you like, hey, I can't wait to get in the league and play against that guy?
No, not at all. Uh-huh. I didn't.
Okay.
As a competitor, are you excited just to challenge the biggest scoring offense, the tightest defense? Does that kind of get you going?
No. It's a regular week for me. Football is football. They're a great team. We're a great team. We just got to keep preparing and doing what we're doing.
Julio, obviously they've been helping you out of practice. Something Matt Ryan said this week is that a guy like you has had enough snaps, you know, and that you're so diligent and smart in the meeting rooms. Can you talk a little bit about what you do in those meeting rooms just to get prepared when you're not practicing?
It helps a lot just being my second year in the offense, you know, and I kind of know what we're trying to accomplish, you know, and get done. We know guys are going to try to take me away and going into games. That's why I always have to be ready to do extra for us, you know. If I got to study my iPad a little more, take notes on this and that, you know, just seeing little things. I mean, it's small that I really do, but I just got to continue to keep doing all the little small things I do.
You look like the Patriots play a lot too, man, against Brown last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be more difficult to do it against you guys. You think that's the case?
No, I don't know what we're going to get. Like I said, we just got to prepare for any and everything, but at the end of the day, we just got to work on us and just, you know, just trying to keep getting better.
Julio, how has your relationship with Thomas Dimitroff evolved over the years from him training up to get you
right
to where it is now?
Oh, it's been great, you know, over the years. Me and him, we just tied to the hip. You know, he gave up a lot for me, and, you know, since then, we've just been just tight, so.
I know you don't pay much attention to all the noise that goes on from other cornerbacks and so forth, but it seems like you play your best against guys that challenge you or some of the best cornerbacks in the league. What is it that drives you to perform that well?
I mean, just the way I prepare. Like, it's nothing, you know, towards a corner or someone's challenging me. Sometimes it might hurt them, you know. If someone's talking and say they're going to do this or do that to you, and then they're not playing the type of game they want to play, then they get down on themselves. But, yeah, I don't hit an extra gear or anything else that I need to do, you know, to go out there and do my job. It happens throughout the week.
Belichick's known for always taking away the other team's top target. Does that affect you at all going into this game?
Oh, not at all. You know, teams been double covering me, you know, throughout the year, over the years actually. So for me, it's just a normal game to me. I'm preparing. I'm gonna get ready. You know, like any other week. and just go out there and, you know, and we're going to go out there and ball.
Belichick said to Dimitrov that he shouldn't trade up to draft you. It wouldn't be the right move. What do you think about that? Does that give you extra motivation for this game?
No extra motivation at all. You know, everybody has their own opinion. You know, I'm here now with the Falcons. You know, TD moved up. They got me. You know, win the Super Bowl now. We just got to keep practicing and getting better and just go out here and, you know, have fun.
Hey, Julio, all 60 guys in this locker room have kind of had winding roads to this point. You know, you faced some challenges growing up. Do you look back on those things as, you know, what made you, what gave you this toughness, or was it more overcoming those things to get here?
For me, just overcoming a lot of things to get to where I'm at, you know, but I'm here now, you know. That was then, this is now. It just feels good to just be in the position that I'm in now and to play with a great group of guys that I'm with.
What are the ties like, the bonds like back home to a place like Foley?
I'm sorry?
Just what are the, you know, the ties, the relationships back home to a place like Foley growing up there?
You know, just the support, really. And it just, you know, shows you how to love one another and people being there from the beginning to now. It's just like the brothers in here, you know. Every year the team changes, you know, but I still have a bond with those guys, whether they're here or they leave. So,
and I mean, I looked up, it's like 20,000 people, so smallish town. So what does it mean, do you think, for folks back there to see one of their own guys now all pro playing in the Super Bowl?
It's great, you know, just to be able to be represented, you know, by someone that's not, you know, doing other things and giving, you know, Foley a bad rep, you know, and but they always supported me, you know, over the years and through my accomplishments through college and then, you know, obviously here, a lot of Alabama fans, they come to the game. I hear a lot of Roll Tides. When I hear a lot of Rise Ups, I hear a lot of Roll Tides. So, I mean, it's just great, though. It's a great feeling.
Is there anything from college that you learned at Alabama that has prepared you for this moment?
You know, just winning, how to handle success. You know, you can't have the moment bigger than you or your teammates and what you're trying to accomplish. Continue to do the things that got you there. Don't do anything extra, and, you know, don't go out your way to have a lot of distractions.
Have you talked to Coach Saban this week?
No, I haven't. I have not talked to Coach Saban.
You've had no problems getting into the end zone, especially in the postseason, since the foot. What do you attribute that to?
You know, the training staff here, they've been doing a great job with me. Kyle Shanahan, the offensive line, you know, just my teammates, for them doing what they're doing. Defense been getting us balls, so we have more opportunities to go down there and score.
How much are you going to miss Kyle and what he's meant to this team, obviously, looks like?
Yeah, what you mean, miss?
I don't know. I heard he might be up for another job.
Well, I don't know, you know, anything about that as far as new job and everything else. But, you know, Kyle's a great, you know, offensive coordinator for us. And, you know, he's doing a great job for us right now.
What has he brought to the offense that stands out to you and has helped y'all have the success?
Yeah, the scheme, you know, and just working with players, you know, one-on-one. For his receivers, O-line, quarterback, running backs. Because this is offense, so, you know, he kind of tells you, you know, like what he's looking for. So it's always good for him to be able to communicate everything, even though we have coaches, position coaches, like he can come in and also and let us know what he's looking for in those plays.
When teams do take you out of the equation, what has it meant to have guys like Gabriel and Sanu step up the way that they have this season?
Those guys always be there, you know. It doesn't matter, you know. We just take what the defense gives us at the end of the day because, you know, if I'm getting one-on-one, you know, probably be the first read, you know. But Gabe's been doing a tremendous job for us. Also, Sanu, Justin Hardy, Adrick Robinson, you know. Numerous of guys, especially in the receiver room, that can really step up and make plays if they are one-on-one.
Is there anything that the veterans or the coaches have kind of told you about or warned you about the whole Super Bowl experience that you need to be prepared for?
No, not at all. We just continue to do what we do. We don't need to make up anything, have anybody else tell us how we're supposed to feel, what we're supposed to do around Super Bowl. We got to continue to do what we do, and whatever got us here, we got to keep doing that.
How have you seen the brotherhood from the start of training camp grow and transform till this moment right now?
It was, you know, early on. I mean, we always been had a tight bond here. We always work for each other. And it's so good now just to really go out there. We just having fun with each other. You know, we obviously going to put the work in for each other out here throughout the week. And then when games come around, we just go out there and have fun and just support one another. It doesn't matter who player it is, who making a play. We congratulate them. So that's why I see where we've grown at as far as just, you know, just celebrating together and enjoying the process.
So you coaching during practice this week? What do you do during practice when you're out? Are you watching? Is it mental reps? Are you helping guys out?
Mental reps, you know, definitely got to catch the football throughout practice. When the D's up, we get out there, out of receiver, we get together, we just catch balls, just positioning differently, like over the shoulder, low balls, toe tapping, just little things, you know, just keep working on those little things because it's going to pay off in the game.
Earlier we asked you about saving, but early he mentioned you were one of the best players that he's ever had. He said he wouldn't make a pick, but he just wanted to really compliment you. What's it like to still kind of hear that stuff from him over these years?
I mean, it's great. It's a great deal. You know, it's a lot of great guys and great players that came through the University of Alabama. But for me, just the way I work, you know, getting in there, not taking anything for granted. You know, highly recruited coming out of high school, it was easy for me to just go in there and feel like I had a job, you know. But Coach Saban, he made me work for everything. That's why I respect him, because he didn't give me, you know, oh, you're going to start receiver. I had to work my way up the charts. So that's why I have a lot of respect for him, too.
And how's it translated for you as a professional?
For me, it's always been the same person. I never changed, you know, just as far as hard work and dedication. It's always fun, you know, to have guys over the years, you know, being here, like Babs, like Matt Ryan, just guys just being here. We've been going through a lot, you know, ups and downs, and just sticking together and staying positive.
Besides the game, what are you most looking forward to with Super Bowl week?
I'm just looking forward towards the game. Like, I don't care about what's going on around Super Bowl. My job is to prepare to get ready for this game.
What's your prediction for the game?
I don't do predictions. I don't do stats. I don't do any of that.
When you hear people say defense wins championships, what do you think of?
That's good. I believe the same thing. I believe defense wins championships. Offense field of stands, you know. So.
How do you feel about this defense on this team?
We have a great defense. We have a great defense. We got a lot of young guys, but they're great. They fly around, they make plays, and they play for each other.
Julio, how's it feel to be just known by one name, just Julio, and everybody in America and the world know who we're talking about like that?
I don't almost think about, you know, things like that, like as far as being known. Because me personally, like, it's more about Julio, the person, not necessarily like, oh, Julio, oh, he's a great football player. Oh, Julio, he can do this, he can do that. Like me, it's just, you know, the way I approach things, the dedication, the hard work, and, you know, just going out there and just playing for my teammates.
What's it going to be like playing against Hightower, your old college teammate? How tight are you? Do you talk a lot?
I mean, I was just talking to Courtney earlier, Upshaw. Obviously, he's on our team. But I was talking to him earlier, and we were just having that same discussion about, you know, just seeing other Bama players. Or other teams, and just, you know, staying after the game, talking to them, or even before the game, if we see them, we'll sit down and talk to them and just see how everything's doing and how they're doing and just, you know, how the game is for them. Or they having the same mindset as us. It's like, well, it's a big game or whatnot. So
it's pretty cool, though, right?
Yeah, it's good. Most definitely it's good. Just to, you know, see guys that, I mean, because he came in with me, you know, Upshaw came in with me, 2008 class, and of college, so it's good. And now we're facing each other for a Super Bowl.
Who got the best of the battles in practice? I'm sure you guys went against each other a lot in practice back there, back in Tuscaloosa.
Linebacker, man.
No, I'm talking between you and Hightower.
I know, he's a...
I know what I'm saying, but, like, I mean, obviously you guys would have seen each other in different situations.
No, we did not. Nah, he's a linebacker, man. I mean, he's a great player, like, you know, but you wouldn't put him on the island with me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not covering them, but just in general, like your squad going against his.
Okay. Well, it got to be clarified. I don't know. You know, he's a great player. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're looking for right there, but he's a great player. We didn't have any matchups at all. You know, 8A games. I'm pretty sure. I think he was on my team. You know, throughout the 8A's we had there, like the spring games.
Yeah,
I can't really recall, like, any matchups.
fair enough. Well, I know every game you try to make it be the same, but are you looking forward to the challenge of playing against a Bill Belichick defense, seeing what you can do and what this team can do?
No, it's just, you know, we're gonna prepare. That's it. We're going to go out here, we're going to work, and we're going to prepare the way we prepare every week. You know, it's not about, you know, Bill, you know, New England. We got to have our stuff tight, and, you know, the communication and everything's got to be there. We got to put that work in to get the, you know, the results we want.
Is that really the challenge, even though this is the Super Bowl, just trying to take it as if it's another game on the schedule, even though?
We definitely take it. It ain't – we're going to try. We that's what we're going to do. We're going to – it's a regular game around here for us. We're going to go out here. We're going to practice. We're going to compete. We're going to have fun doing it.
Is this the totally random, you had a really big game, note from
the
league?
No, I had a drug test this morning, you know, so.
Totally random?
Yeah, random.
Didn't have anything to do with the 180 yards, 2 touchdowns?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would do something like that. I don't think so. Yeah.